The Sand Geeks. We are the Sand Geeks.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to episode 24. Or I should say it's 24A, according to this screen that I've got in front of me, because this is the second attempt at recording, so we need to crack on before Chris's laptop dies on us yet again. So as the guy that I've just mentioned is my partner in crime for the podcast, is Chris from the channel Fragmental. Chris, how are you doing? Tell me your laptop is working.
Hi, Steve. Hi, everyone. For the moment, my laptop is working. I don't know what it is. It's a MacBook Pro. It's pretty new, but it just overheats. I was speaking to Apple last week, and they tried a few things with me, and it was fine last week, and then it's just decided to die on us as we've been prepping for this episode. So it's going at the moment, but I'm also recording two other backups as well, just in case. I'm recording it on my desktop and on my phone. So if these three audio sources fail us, then I think we may as well just cancel the podcast, because something's telling us not to carry on, mate.
Yeah, we're doomed if they all fail. But technology aside, how are you anyway? How's your weekend? How's your week?
I'm great. Yeah, great. Thanks, mate. The week has been good. I've been pretty busy. It's been a heavy week of editing. I spoke to you on last week's podcast about the heavy week of filming that I'd had. Well, I was editing that filming. So it was one of those projects that just went on and on. And because of that, my content creation work sounds a bit Ponzi saying that, doesn't it? But spilled over a little bit into the weekend, unfortunately. My video that went out today, I had to edit that yesterday, and I really don't like the work spilling over into the weekend, because all through the week, obviously, the kids are at home at the moment, and they're always asking me if I can play with them, and sometimes I do, but a lot of the time I have to say, oh, I've got to do my work, and we'll play at the weekend. And so if I do work at the weekend, I do feel really bad. But so a busy week, but a good week, a fun week.
Are you just a general parenting question here, and sorry for the non-parent listeners that couldn't give a rat's ass about kids, but are your children like, my little boy, it's like living with someone that's like split personality or bipolar. I feel like, I mean, we have good days, we have bad days and stuff, as any parent, but like today it was like on a knife edge between just living his best life and just crying and screaming. And it was just like, you could see he was teetering. And I'm like, oh God, it's like, I felt like a bomb disposal engineer. It's like, Jesus, I've got to handle this one. And the trouble is, he's really stubborn, and he gets that stubbornness from me. So we don't actually, we end up, the wife has to come in and sort of like mitigate the circumstances somewhat. But yeah, how are your kids doing? Are they kind of,
yeah,
I guess, have they got each other? Do they wind each other up? Or are they
They've got each other. That's been a massive godsend for us that they've got each other, because there are plenty of kids that are just at home with no other kids for weeks and weeks. So that has been a big saving grace for us. But they have their moments, as all kids do. And you know, when they get kind of really emotional, when they're up and down and unpredictable, that's when they're schizophrenic. No, that's when they're tired, I think. Sometimes if they can be a little tired, whether it's physically or emotionally, and I think they can just, you know, tip either way. They can be really ecstatically happy, or they can be really, really upset. But yeah, sometimes they can be my best buddy, and then other times that, you know, they don't want to talk to daddy. They just want mummy to sort it out.
It's a funny one. I had a moment earlier when I was washing him in the bath, and he was starting to be a bit of an arsehole, and I sort of wiped his face with a flannel, and I thought, if I just hold this flannel across his face a bit longer. But
oh,
no, I didn't. I did not
thoughts,
think that.
Steve.
If anybody from Childline are listening, that did not happen. I was just
obviously,
just,
if it did, you would not have mentioned it. It was a joke, but a good
it's,
one.
the parenting brings out, and this is becoming a parenting podcast now, but it does bring out a weird kind of contrast where I would quite literally murder a whole room of people to save his life, yet quite often, like, I want to kind of throttle him. It's a strange scenario.
The roller coaster of being a parent. Welcome to the Parent Geeks. This week we are discussing the ups and downs of being a parent during lockdown.
To bring it back, this is a nice little segue, actually. I did have a proud parenting fragrance-related moment during the week, because quite often my little boy likes to copy me, and he'll say, oh, can I wear fragrance or whatever? And he asked me this week, I think I'd already put mine on, and he said, oh, can I wear fragrance? I was like, yeah, of course you can. And without looking at the bottles, without kind of saying anything, he just remembered one, and he said, oh, can I have the honey one? And I went, what, this one? And I reached out the back and pulled out Rich Warm Addictive from Zara. And he went, yeah, that one. And he smelt it. He's like, yummy. And he was kind of, so he actually remembered a fragrance and remembered the notes, the note that was in it. That kind of, and I was like, I told the wife and she's like, oh, God. It was kind of like, it was kind of like a little proud frag head moment there.
Oh, that's nice. Mine try and test me, actually. There's a selection that I, a small selection of certain fragrances that I leave for Helen to wear, and the girls find them on the dressing table and they enjoy wearing them as well. So the new game is that each morning they will spray one on their t-shirts and then come down and ask me if I know which one it is, and I have to get the name right. And I, more often than not, actually, I do get the name right, and they're wowed every time. They're like, oh, Daddy, how do you know? But I quite enjoy it, because it's good for me. It kind of tests me a little bit as well. So we all enjoy the game.
And then you get Fragrantica on your phone and then start reading out all the notes. Shall we? We wanted to keep this podcast sort of shorter than the usual epic hour-long episodes, purely because we don't want your laptop to die on us. So shall we crack on with some Podmin?
Yeah, let's do it. Have we got some?
We have got some Podmin. So we've had, I think we've had about 3 donations this week. So for those of you, you must know if you've listened to this podcast before, we've got a Ko-fi account. That's somewhere where you can support us kind of financially. You could donate as little as £3. If you go to ko-fi.com/thescentgeeks, all one word, you can do a little donation there. And the principle is, it's like you're just buying us a coffee just to say thanks. And we really appreciate that. And we put that money towards admin fees and stuff for the podcast. So we've had a few. And Matt from Stylish Irishman. I always have to stop myself because I nearly always say Irishman, but it's not. It's Stylish Irishman.
Yeah.
He's donated. So we actually kind of mentioned his channel last week, and then he donated, and he actually put in his in his comments, so I'll read his comment. He said, enjoying the podcast since day one, lads. Thanks for the mention in today's episode. In brackets, I'm not paying for this mention, everyone. Keep it up. So, yeah, he thought it looked a bit sus that he was kind of donating after he got a mention, like we're sort of taking a little bit of a backhand.
Why do people think we'd give so many shout-outs on this podcast?
Yeah, exactly. It's the only thing that keeps it running. So yeah, we did mention Matt's channel. So, yeah, go and check his out. The visual quality is phenomenal on his. It's so sharp and crystal clear. I'm just very jealous. Yeah. I wish I could get mine looking as good as his videos. So, yeah, Chris, you've got one to read out as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we have another Ko-fi donation here from Le Pipi Private Blend. And it says, love the podcast, guys. Quick question. Google says the shelf life of a fragrance is 5 years. I would love to know what your opinions are on the shelf life of a fragrance and if you should use them in a certain amount of time. Thank you, Scent Homies. Well, thank you, Le Pipi Private Blend. That's a very cough... Oh, is that... That's a Tom Ford. I was thinking, are they a coffee house or something? But of course, Private Blend, Tom Ford. Shelf life. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, I've never had any issues, really. I mean, I always, naively, I used to, sort of before I became a fraghead in inverted commas, I used to keep my sort of handful, because I only ever used to have 4, maybe 5 fragrances tops. I used to keep them in a little cabinet in the bathroom, which I know is not a good place because of the sort of heat and humidity, etc. But they were in a little sort of cabinet there. But they've all sort of moved out of that now since I've become a little bit more informed. And I keep mine in, I've got kind of like wardrobe, sort of smaller wardrobe shelves in a cupboard. So they're sort of in the dark, in sort of room temperature, quite cool. There's no direct sunlight or anything like that. And as far as I know, as long as you sort of keep them like that, away from sort of UV, heat, obviously sunlight, etc., they should be fine. Obviously we buy vintage batches, don't we, and they still smell good. I think it's more about how you store them rather than a sort of defined shelf life. What about you? Yeah. Have you had any gone off, as it were?
No, not that I know of. I think you're right. I think as long as you store them correctly, then fragrances should last and last. I mean, they're in alcohol, so they're essentially in a preservative, aren't they? So I don't think that they would go off. I mean, I have a vintage Shalimar that is from the 60s, and it smells great. It smells so good. And I think what you may lose over that time is some of those hesperidic notes, you know, some of those effervescent citruses that are in the top notes to give the fragrance some initial lift and dispersion. I think over time they can either kind of become more muted or completely fade away. But for the most part, a fragrance should last. I do think it depends probably on the notes. I don't think it's like everything in life. I don't think it's black and white. I think it probably depends on the compositions. It depends on the notes that are used. And I think some might kind of go off a little bit more than others. But generally, I think they'll last as long as you look after them.
Yeah, exactly. I think as long as you store them. My mate did used to keep some in his car just as a little top up before meetings, because he'd sort of go out visiting customers, and he used to struggle all the time. That sort of, it smelled different, it'd gone off or whatever. So yeah, because it's a boiling hot car, it's got the sun shining through the window on it. So it's not good. It's all about storing. Anyway, yeah. we've got another, our last donation come from a serial donator, I think. I don't know if this is at least the second donation.
The best kind.
Exactly. If not the third donation, because this is Mo Kajal from, I think they're on Instagram, it's Kajal Fragrances or something. Yeah. I can't remember now.
Yeah, Kajal, no, he's, I know Kajal Fragrances, yeah.
Yeah, because Mo's also previously put forward a Centenario as well, so he's clearly a very active supporter of the podcast. So thank you, Mo, really appreciate it. Nice short message, he just donated and said, thank you for the entertainment and all the efforts you take to make this happen. You do not realise the amount of effort that we put in to make this happen, mainly on the technical side. It's a bloody nightmare, but we won't go into it. So those are the donations this week. So as I say, if you go to ko-fi.com/thescentgeeks, all one word, you can do the same and you'll get a little shout out on the podcast.
Yeah.
Chris, you told me we've got some reviews, haven't we?
We have. We have three new 5-star reviews, which we'll quickly just go through. I'll start because you read the last one, so I'll let you catch your breath a little bit, mate. So this one is from, I mean, it's kind of a jumble of random letters, something like, seems to be the name, but it's a very in-depth review, and it says, you won't regret it. That's it.
Wow, that is a fair dues.
But hey, that's short and sweet, but I'm not complaining. Yep. Five stars. Yeah.
I'll take it, mate.
Very contrasted to another review that we've had, which is not very short. So I'll read this out, and I love this. This is such a great random review. So this is from a guy who is called Stephen Hawking's Football Boots. Already you know it's going to be a little bit random. It's a 5-star review, and Stephen Hawking's Football Boots says, all this fragrance nonsense. You get all these fragrance reviewers, don't you? Fragrance this, fragrance that. Let's have a bit of oud. Let's have a bit of vanilla. Ooh, that's a snazzy gourmand. Ooh, this smells of, I don't know, basil. Sometimes you just want to say, sod all this fragrance. Just give me a 100ml bottle of Brut by Fabergé. Having said all that, Chris and Steve's podcast is both splendid and tremendous. I'm a new listener, having recently just purchased a new battery for my Ericsson, and I'm enjoying the great banter. As an aside, what do you think of the pedestrianisation of Norwich City Centre? I'll be honest, I'm dead against it. Keep up the good work, guys. 5 on 5.
Love it. I assume you've got the Alan Partridge reference at the end there.
The Norwich City Centre. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's an Alan Partridge kind of line. And actually, if you kind of picture Alan Partridge's voice reading that review, it sounds actually kind of like him. Yeah. So that's maybe how he wrote it. That's brilliant. Thank you for that. That's anybody that wants to leave us a review, and love you even more if you want to kind of make it weird and entertaining like that, because it's just amusing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more amusing for everyone to listen to.
So I've got the last review, which again is 5 stars. Thank you. This comes from Nightwing 61587. Nightwing 61586 was going to leave a review, but they couldn't be arsed, so Nightwing 61857 actually did it. So they said, how dare you, is the title of the review. Where do you get off creating a podcast that is both informational and entertaining? How do you sleep at night knowing you bring happiness to so many people? By now, you may have guessed I'm speaking ironically and have nothing but good things to say about what you do. Do not change a thing. Signed, Jason. Now, I'm not going to lie, I didn't know initially that he was speaking ironically, because those are the sort of comments that frequently get left on our YouTube videos. So that is kind of normal for the sort of things that we have to read on a daily basis. So yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you for that, Nightwing 61587. We love you.
We do. Yeah. So should we talk about what we've been wearing next?
Yes, sure. What have you been wearing this week?
So this week, well, I've had a bit of a Roger week, because I did speak with Mr. Dove.
Is that the fragrance, or are you just talking about what you've been doing? is that the verb to Roger?
when Rogering, it's like the life of Brian. When Rogering, one would wear Scandal from Roger Parfums, which is a lovely kind of modern day fougere, and then Danger, again fougere like but with a little bit of an oriental twist, and Oceania I wore as well, which are of course featured in my niche summer fragrances list. And then by complete contrast, I went with another oceanic fragrance, but a little bit different to Oceania. It's Azaro's Wanted Tonic, lovely, light and refreshing. Again, in complete contrast to that one, I wore Aaron Terrence Hughes's Deviant, which is a very bold, strong, fruity leather fragrance with a nice little bit of smoky cannabis in there. And then I also wore Brivido della Caccia from Argos Fragrances, which my review of that dropped today, Sunday, on my YouTube channel, and it's very good. It's my favourite of theirs. So yes, sir, a quite varied week. How's your week in fragrance, Binston?
Yeah, when you said it's very good, I thought you were talking about your video. I was like, well, we'd all like to write our own reviews, Chris. You know what I mean, like, well, modest, yeah. But yeah. My week has been not too exciting. Actually, I started off wearing Niche, which is rare for me.
So, well, you are a Niche snob, aren't you?
I started off wearing Zaire from Byron Parfums. I've not worn it for quite a long time because it's so kind of opulent. But actually, it was a bit cold at the start of the week, and that one's sort of quite a gourmand kind of rich scent, and that sort of warmed me up quite nicely. I've not worn that for a while, so that's nice. Lovely. I wore Noir Extreme, which is one of my all-time favorites from Tom Ford. I tried for one of my videos on my YouTube channel, I tried Alexandria's Citron Del Mar, which is their take on Millesime Imperial. Mm-hmm. And then I dropped my top 7 fragrances for summer, and I've basically been wearing those. I've sort of felt like I almost owed it to myself to work my way through the list and wear one each day since the video dropped. So the day it came out, I wore number 1 fragrance, which was Xenia's Womo. And then I wore Bulgari's Manwood Neroli yesterday. And then today, I can't even remember what I've been wearing today. Oh, yeah, I wore another one from Alexandria. It's Sparkling Bergamot, which is a take on Lalabo's. I've mentioned it before, Lalabo's Bergamot 33, I think it is, isn't it?
It's a good strategy for choosing a fragrance, that. It's so hard sometimes. You browse your collection, like, what the hell am I going to wear today? And you think, all right, what if I made a video on recently? I'll just wear that. I'll just go through my list off my recent video.
Yeah, I sort of thought, well, I've sort of released, because I try and my list are sort of legitimately what I tend to wear and what I think are sort of my top 7 or whatever. So I thought, well, I'm just literally going to wear them. I've not really had to think. I was like, oh, what was number 3? Right, I'll wear that. It's day 3. So I've literally done that. So I'm going to probably stick that. As long as the weather keeps up, I'm going to keep doing the same. So, yeah.
Yeah.
How's your world of kind of YouTube being, Chris? I sort of mentioned to you that I actually had a couple of funny comments on my videos this week. So did you found a couple as well, didn't you? Is that right?
Yeah. There's always a couple of funny comments. So I actually, from time to time, and we joke about this, don't we, Steve? We joke, when we're feeling down, if we really want to give ourselves a good kick in while we're down, then, you know, we'll go to the the held for review section of our comments.
So, it's creepy there, mate. There's demons. It's like demons, the trapdoor. Do you remember? Don't go down the trapdoor. It's that's Yeah, when you're feeling really low and you think, I'm at my all-time lowest, I just really need to kick me while I'm down. Let's go and see what YouTube has filtered out that it thinks will hurt my feelings.
They're not all bad in there, and that's a reason, actually, to go and look at those, because one of your mates or one of your loyal subscribers may have left you a really nice comment, and for whatever reason, YouTube has filtered it. So you do find some really nice fragrances that shouldn't have been held for review. But then... Yes. Obviously, amongst those, you do find the trolls. The trolls lurk. So this week, there was a guy. He actually left me two in the last few days. So he's not my biggest fan, actually. God knows why he's watching my channel. But anyway, he feels the need to. And he also feels the need to comment. So his name or her name is Math24 Label. And Math24 Label... said on my Clive Christian video, which was about the two summer Clive Christian options, he said, or she said, anyone who buys this is a fool. As a matter of fact, an asshole.
Wow.
So, quite maybe a generalisation there. It's funny, isn't it? If something isn't too... I know they're expensive. I think perhaps this person is referring to the fact they're very expensive fragrances. But if you can afford it and you like the brand and you really enjoy the fragrances, if you sampled them, why are you an asshole? I mean, you know, you're an asshole for saying other people are an asshole, I guess, aren't you? It's anyway, people write all sorts of crap on the internet, so it's no surprise. But then the same lovely person, only a few hours ago, actually commented on a video of mine from a long time ago. It was a collab I did with Joe Sent Me, where we were talking about our favourite tobacco fragrances. So Joe picked five, I picked five. One of mine was a Tom Ford fragrance. I think it was Tobacco Oud. I'm not seeing the video for a while, but it would have been Tobacco Oud. And so Math24 Label says, Tom Ford is old and sickening. Enough of the Tom Ford, Jesus. Chris, that's all you do is talk about TF as if you're looking to work for him.
Wow.
Shall I not tell him I've got a Tom Ford week planned soon then?
You need to wear like a Tom Ford t-shirt and stuff next time you film.
This is for you, Maffy.
Well, I had a comment that left to me, which kind of made me sort of chuckle. It kind of brightened my day. He's kind of said... So in my recent video that dropped, it's top 7 fragrances for summer, I make a comment about within that video I've got Explorer from Montblanc. Now I've mentioned this before, that it is a compliment machine, that fragrance. It just seems to work for me. I've got a lot of compliments from my wife and work colleagues and strangers, which is weird for me because it's quite rare that I get a stranger compliment me. And if you recall, I had a weird situation where somebody in a cafe walked all the way around to come and smell my neck, which is just... And I sort of within the video make a sort of passing comment that when you've got a face like mine, you don't get compliments from strangers. It's rare. And this commenter, he's Zarlodius, he also kind of recently subbed, so thank you for that. He said, when you got a face like this, lol, dude, you are like a 6 to 7 out of 10. I'm not gay, but very good at judging aesthetics. I mean, fine, fair enough. I never really zoomed in before on your face, but from that comment, I expected a 3. Subbed. Excellent. Like, thanks. So I feel better about myself. I mean, if it was a fragrance and someone said 6 to 7, we'd take a 6.5, wouldn't we? We'd take the average out of that. So I'm a 6.5. Perhaps I should comment and go, can you just go and review my podcast buddy's face and we'll feature it in next week's podcast. let's see who's the better looking scent geek. Let's see, according to Zelodius.
Well, if it's any consolation, mate, I'd give you 6.75.
Oh, thanks. I'll round that up mathematically, so that's fine by me. So I sort of said to you, didn't I? I was like, oh, I've got a comment that I wouldn't mind reading out. So like you, I then thought, oh, I'm going to go to where the demons lurk, and I went into the filtered comments, and there was only one filtered. Actually, there was two. There was one that was just like someone trying to advertise their channel or whatever. But it was a supporter who was responding to a troll but used some naughty language. So they got filtered out, which is a shame. So I had to kind of release the comment, and then I've sort of responded and said, oh, sorry for the delay. It kind of got filtered out. So, yeah, somebody had... it was a video I mentioned before on the scent box video that I did, the Secret Scent box, and somebody commented, basically they were a bit pissed off that they said this is really bad value for money, you can't believe you've not checked this out, and blah blah blah. And I apologize that I didn't, after I kind of opened the box and said what was in it, I didn't go off and see how much each of these fragrances costs and work out the pound per mil and blah blah blah. I didn't do all that, and evidently that's on me. According to people, I'm now responsible for their finances, so I should have done that, but, and I did apologize anyway. So, but this person responded and said, yo Luke, with all due respect my guy, shut the fuck up. Now, I don't think he's giving him all due respect there, if I'm honest, but no. You really just took the time to write that essay about what he's doing on his channel, keyword his channel. He can't post he can post what he wants, say what he wants, and do whatever the fuck he wants because it's his channel. People like you are what's wrong in this world. Steve, keep doing your thing, brother. Love your channel and your content. So I just wanted to thank Violates, or Violates, I guess it's Violates. It's not going to be some sort of posh Spanish name, I don't think. Just wanted to thank him because that comment sort of cheered me up, especially when you get, and I don't kind of encourage people to start kind of being nasty to each other and trolling the trolls, etc. Yeah. But that when I went into where the demons lurk and I thought there's probably going to be some mean comments, I wasn't expecting such a sort of positive level of support there in that section. So
it's nice to know some of your subbies have got your back, isn't it? That's nice.
Yeah, that is really cool. And somebody else did comment and sort of against them as well on that video, so it's nice that people do support us, so thank you for that.
He brought up a good point as well about it's your channel, and this is because we get lumped in with this whole, you know, we're fragrance reviewers, people think we have to provide a certain type of content. It's our channel, we can provide whatever content we like. So for example, people will criticize me for not giving enough negative reviews, so you know they say, can we trust Chris because he likes everything? But no, I filter the fragrances because I want to review the ones that I have in my collection that I think are good enough for me to have in my collection, whether I pay for the bottle or whether it gets sent to me. I want a fragrance I really enjoy, and I want to pass that on as a recommendation to my followers. So who says I have to give an equal amount of negative reviews? Because it's my channel and I'm making the decision. It's other people that are imposing that on me, and you know, you don't have to. You just do what you want to do and what you set out to do. And if you're doing something wrong, you will see that in your subscribers. But as long as your subs are going up, then you know, who cares? Do what you want.
That's the thing. I mean, it depends also what you want to get out of it. But then there's a balance in that, because you want to enjoy what you're doing and you want to do content that you enjoy and interest you and you feel passionate about, otherwise it just becomes a bit of a slog. So it's kind of finding that balance. I guess you don't want to just do stuff that people aren't interested in at all, because it's a waste of your time. But it depends. I mean, if you're just sort of tickling that creative itch, then that's kind of what I sort of, one of the main reasons I do it, really. So
yeah, me too.
What else? Has there been anything else on YouTube that sort of caught your eye this week?
Well, so you were going to ask me what I've been watching this week, and because I've been so busy working that I've not had chance to watch a great deal of content, but a couple of notable mentions. Killer dropped a new video today. His Auntie Lisa was in. I believe she's been in before, and there's been a lot of people calling for Auntie Lisa to come back. But today was the first time I've met Auntie Lisa, and I was very pleased to have made her acquaintance, to be honest. It was a good fun video.
Do you not remember the videos back in the day with Auntie Lisa?
I don't think I was watching them at that point.
It was great because she sort of managed to find her own little catchphrase, because practically every fragrance he gave her, she'd just go, "Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice." And like, there was loads of people commenting like, "Oh, that's nice," like in the comment section, because she just liked them all. But it was is it really interesting? He sort of quite quick fire. I enjoyed that video because he just got to smell loads of different fragrances, and we probably shouldn't spoil it to say kind of what she liked. But there was some heavy hitters in there that she just did not go down well actually with her, which was again really interesting because it just shows it's all subjective.
Well, if ever I go to Wales and meet Killer and maybe Auntie Lisa, I'll definitely be wearing the one.
Well, indeed, that is the one to go for. And I can't remember, what was the other one that it kind of got into the... Oh, Y.
Loved Y as well.
YSL Y, the Eau de Parfum version. Yeah. Which, interestingly, I remember this because I'm such a fanboy of Killer. He actually sold that fragrance. So he was spraying it from a decant. He used to own it.
Ah.
And he actually sold it because as much as he kind of liked it, he said when he wore it, there was something about it when he wore it that would sort of be quite sort of cloying and synthetic that he didn't like. There was something in it that he found like almost he was getting that reaction from other people at work, and it just didn't... he just said, like, yeah, it smells quite nice. But then when he wore it, he kind of started to live with it. There was something about it that kind of irritated him, that was kind of chlorine. And I kind of get that, actually, for the Eau de Parfum version. I actually prefer the EDT. But there you go, okay. Each to their own.
Right. So, yeah, yeah. We mentioned it the last time he did a stream, but Nigel did another of his streams. And if you didn't hear in the previous episode when we were discussing, he has a very well thought out schedule, and he has questions and topics lined up that he wants to discuss. He's got shout outs, he plays music. It's like a radio DJ type of interactive show. I love it. I really enjoy that live stream. And you can tell that Nigel enjoys it as well, and he puts a lot of effort into it. You were in the room this week, weren't you?
I was. I actually had it on the TV, on the big screen. And for anybody listening, you don't actually have to watch. You could, because Nigel runs it like a radio show, so you could literally just have it in the background, like listening while you're doing stuff if you want to. But I, the wife and I had finished watching whatever series we were watching. I kind of stuck it on, and she started loitering around. Normally she goes to bed a bit earlier than me, but she kind of actually got hooked into Nigel's What's in the Box game, because she got the first clue. And she's like, oh, I'm kind of hooked now. I want to know what the clues are and stuff. So she kind of got it.
Yeah, being vastly knowledgeable about fragrances, she thought, oh, I've got a chance of getting this.
Exactly. And she asked for a shout out, which Nigel gave her. So yeah,
I heard that. Yeah.
Quite pleased. So yeah, no, it is really fun. I do kind of enjoy that, and I do kind of really respect Nigel for just keeping it kind of, because so many live streams are just quite toxic and bitch fests.
Yeah,
and it's just horrible. So it's just really nice to have a really nice positive stream. So yeah, well done, Nigel.
And talking about listening to it whilst doing something else at the same time, I'm not being rude, but so it started at 10 p.m. didn't it? And you know, I've been working on YouTube all day, it wouldn't go down well with the wife if I said at 10 o'clock, oh, I'm just going to watch this 2-hour YouTube live stream now. Because that's kind of our chill time. That's when we sit down and we watch something. She's finished her work, I've finished mine, and we sit down. So I was actually watching something on Netflix with her, and I had my headphone in my left ear, so, which is the side that she wasn't sitting on, so she couldn't see it. So I'm kind of so secretly listening to Nigel's live at the same time as
half-arsing it. So Nigel was your bit on the side in that that love affair there, that love triangle. You were just cheated on your missus with a bit of Nigel in your ear.
But you know, it's quite a skill to be able to just listen to two things at the same time. But what makes it really interesting is when Helen starts talking. She sometimes starts talking when we're watching something. So she'll start talking, and I'm trying to listen to her. I'm trying to watch Netflix, and I'm trying to listen to the live stream as well. So I'm trying to like listen to three different things at the same time. That's when it gets challenging. But I was there. I was there for Nigel's live. Same with Tony's. If I'm not always commenting regularly, it's because I'm doing something else at the same time.
You're a lurker, aren't you?
I'm a bit of a lurker, but I do like to just go there and let people know I'm still listening and throw the odd comment down. But I wish I had the time to sit and listen to all these lives. But, life's short and time's precious.
Yeah, I think they're better when you can almost dip in and out, really. Mate, time is ticking on, and your laptop's probably going to die on us again sometime soon. So shall we move on to the Centenario?
Let's do the Centenario, because it's going to be interesting this week.
Yes, because, lovely listeners, we've got a little treat. Thanks to Chris Billy Big Balls over here, who's like high roller with flying high with some of the elite within the fragrance world. We've got a little special guest this week doing a Centenario for us. So Chris, do you want to kind of introduce the situation and how this came about?
Well, I can do. Or do you think we should just play the Centenario and people will find out who it is when we play it? But I can give it a little bit of an intro if you like. So basically, Steve and I fancied a week off. Steve fancied a week off of coming up with a Centenario or finding it, and I fancied a week off having to get put on the spot in a highly pressurized situation and pick out a frag for a situation. So I was chatting to someone this week, someone very, very well known in the perfumery world, someone a lot of people look up to, and I just thought I had an opportunity to get him on the Scent Geeks. So he very, very graciously agreed to be a Scent Geek for the week, although I guess he's a Scent Geek all the time. So without further ado, here is this week's Centenario with a very, very special guest. Hello, Roger Dove. thank you so, so much for being a Scent Geek with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really my pleasure.
How are you doing? Are you doing okay at the moment?
Yes, everything's perfect. Well and happy. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm very well. I've been busier than ever, actually. I feel like I've been non-stop creating content, but it's been great. I feel like I've been in a good creative space at the moment. A little bit challenging with the kids running around the house, not being at school.
Yeah, and I bet it's exhausting.
It is quite very exhausting, actually. So what are we going to do? We're on the Scent Geeks podcast right now, and usually listeners will send in a certain situation or a set of circumstances, and I, on the spot, have to choose which fragrance I would wear in that situation, and we call it the Scentnario. I'm having a break this week from doing the Scentnario because you're going to very kindly do it for us. So here we go. I am going to read out the Scentnario, and then it's over to you to decide what you would wear in this situation. Okay. And these are a bit of fun, really. Okay, here we go. Lucky you. The first public event you are attending after lockdown is as a guest on a live recording of the Scent Geeks podcast. Before the recording, you meet the affable and charming hosts, Chris and Steve, for dinner in a very swanky restaurant. After dinner, you go to a bar where the live podcast recording takes place. After the recording, we all take to the dance floor where we dance the night away. Finally, at the end of the evening, we retire to a private members club for a nightcap. You need to choose a suitable fragrance for the evening, but oh no, there's a problem. You keep your fragrances in a locked cabinet and you can't seem to find the key. The only thing you have time to do is rush to a nearby department store to buy a fragrance. Unfortunately, they don't stock your brand, but they do have plenty of designer fragrances and a few niche. Which fragrance do you choose?
That's the most horrendous question.
I have to deal with this every week, so welcome to my world.
That really is a very difficult one. What would I choose? Well, what's important is the scent that I'm going to choose needs to be something which will dazzle people when I walk in the room, as it's the first time I've been out since lockdown.
Absolutely.
I have to make sure that the scent is sophisticated enough for the smart restaurant that I just walked into.
Yeah.
But that it is hedonistic enough that it's going to take me to the nightclub afterward. Mm. I really do think that's very difficult. I most likely would choose Guerlain's Mitsuko.
Well, what a fantastic choice. I don't think you can go far wrong with Mitsuko for any situation.
No, and I think I think that it is really refined, it's elegant, it makes a statement, but it doesn't shout. It is very, very long-lasting. So I think that is what I would choose.
Absolutely perfect. I'm looking for a vintage Mitsuko, actually. I have a vintage Shalimar, which I love, but I'd love an extra vintage Mitsuko. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, I wish you luck with that.
Yeah, I think I'll need it. Listen, Roger, that was absolutely perfect. I loved your answer. I think you were perhaps even quicker than I am in choosing your fragrance, and I pride myself on how quick I can be.
Well, I'm intrigued to see how people react to the answer.
Well, lovely to hear from you. Thanks for being on our podcast. It means a lot to us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thanks, Roger. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mate, I loved that. That is so good. I love the fact that Roger, it was put on the spot there, clearly, and yeah. He was just like, oh, that is like the worst question ever. It's just, and I bet you felt good being like having to deal that out rather than being on the receiving end of the sort of situation for a change as well, kind of putting someone else in the sticky situation.
I know. I did feel a bit bad though, because I'm used to the Scentnario, and I know that sometimes they can be quite challenging and get you thinking. But obviously Roger didn't really know what the Scentnario was. I did explain it to him, as you heard, but he was put on the spot. And what made it even more difficult for him than it would for me is that obviously Roger has his brand and he's very immersed in that brand. So why would you be wearing and smelling other brands' fragrances. So, you know, you probably don't really know that many, not as many as we do, because we're reviewing them and we're collecting all different ones from different houses. I did think that he would go with Galan, though, because I don't know if the listeners know, but he did used to work with Galan for a number of years, or work at Galan. So I thought, you know, he would go with that. And I don't know if you're familiar with Mitsuko. Do you know it at all?
No, not at all. I was going to ask you what, I mean, obviously it worked, I'm sure it worked in that situation because he kind of knows it, but what do you know any notes or chords? Do you know what sort of style, anything that it relates to or comparable to?
Basically, it's this big bombastic fruity floral chypre fragrance. It really is strong. It announces your presence. It's very, very complex. I don't actually know Mitsuko that well, although I've smelled it in store, but I've never fully worn it. I would love to. And as you heard, I would love to pick up a vintage bottle of it because I hear the vintage is amazing. But I've heard people say it is not the same as, but has similarities to Roger's Diaghilev, which I do have a bottle of. And it sounds very similar, actually, because Diaghilev is definitely a complex, very... it commands attention in a really good way. It's a very smooth, well-blended fragrance. It's not challenging, but it's a big Baroque type of fragrance. You can imagine.
Just like Roger, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
You don't imagine Roger wearing something safe that's going to blend in. You say, he gets attention. He is a character, and that you imagine a scent that he would wear would do the same. So
yeah, absolutely perfect for him and perfect for that situation. And I, for one, would love to be sitting with him during a live recording of the Scent Geeks podcast whilst he was wearing Mitsuko.
Well, one day, let's get let's get a little Scent Geeks petition going to get Roger onto the actual show and do an actual recording of some kind.
And then we'll dance the night away after. We'll see what kind of moves he can throw down.
God, I think he'd dance us all under the table, I reckon. So that's the scenario. So I think we're sort of doing okay for time, and I'm conscious that we need to not let your laptop end the podcast. We need to end it under our own terms.
Yeah, it's actually died twice now, hasn't it? So hopefully,
yeah. So I feel like we should probably kind of wrap things up. So, is there anything you want to say, mate, before I kind of sign off? Or,
well, no. Again, I'll keep it brief. Thank you for your support. Thanks for listening. I love all the feedback that we get on the podcast through the week. So please continue to do that. Drop some comments below the Instagram post. Go on the Facebook page, the Scent Geeks podcast. Please do go to the Apple reviews and drop us a nice review there, because we love reading them out. And you know, if you drop one there, you'll get a shout out. So again, thanks for the support, and we'll be here next week.
Awesome. Yes, thank you. Not much more for me to say other than to echo kind of Chris's words there. Thanks again, everybody. And kind of as we touched upon with the sort of comments earlier, when you do leave comments on our videos, I don't know if all YouTubers do it, but Chris and I always try and reply to most, or at least kind of like or love most of them, so you can see that we've read it. So we do try and kind of, we do genuinely appreciate like all of your comments on our videos and on the podcast, and it does, you know, it sounds cheesy, but it does keep us going, and it is kind of a nice motivator to see that you guys are kind of enjoying what we do. So, and the same with the podcast. I think before we leave, I think we're still doing Macau charts. We're no longer number one podcast in Macau anymore. I think we've slipped down to like number seven or something. So people in Macau, do just re-listen if you can. That'd be good.
We need to focus an intensive advertising campaign on Macau.
Yeah, we do indeed. And we've also fallen three places down to number nine in Singapore. So come on, guys, kind of keep listening. We do appreciate it.
Come on, Asia. You're supposed to be supporting us.
We are new into the art section in Germany. We're brand new in the chart at number 214, so that's kind of good. And we've also climbed 19 places in German fashion and beauty up to number 23. So we're doing okay on the charts. So
it's good.
It is indeed. Anyway, thanks again, Chris, as always. It was always a pleasure, never a chore. And thanks again to Roger for kind of indulging us and participating. That was brilliant. And thank you again, lovely listeners. We will see you again, same time, same place next week. Stay safe, geeks, and have a great week.
Sand Geeks.
Yeah.